CRG Mobile.
It's the N0TR. The name here is Tom. I think we've talked before, but I can't remember your name, of course. How's your day going?
You got Robert over here in Bowling Springs, the other side of Spartanburg area. We've talked several times there, Tom. Yes, sir. Well, I just got off work. We retired last year, but IT guy we used to work with had a little job going on, wondering if I'd be interested in wiring up some panels and PLCs and stuff on some machinery and cash under the table. I said, well, I reckon. So we're doing about 4 hours a day, about 8 or so, like Monday through Friday.
Great. Keeps your mind busy and brings in some cash. I thought this person's going to run the light and come into the side of me there. Everybody's in a hurry anymore. Well, we are headed out to the Triple Tree Arrow Dome. Out by Woodruff, if you know where that's at, Robert.
We've got son, daughter, and grandkids, and all they live out there is Woodruff off Edwards Road, but that there place you're talking about, I don't know of.
It's been there a long time. We went there years ago. It's a big grass field, and the people with a little above our pay grade have their own airplanes and their own hangar beside their house. It's a grass field, but it's apparently been built up quite a bit since we was out there, because now they have a facility where you can go inside, and they didn't have that at the time when we went out there. And we went to an air show. We're passing the South House down here south of Greer and headed out towards where FedEx and the GSP airport is, you might say, on 101. I'm just following the GPS, Robert. You know, I never wired very many PLCs. I did. We had some funny motor on a thing that pulled barges in and out of the port of Los Angeles. And they were 550 volts, I think. I think they were 480s, but they were big motors. A vertical mount, I remember that. But if you double the voltage on them, I was concerned because the nameplate said 230. And I called the engineers and they said, no, you double the voltage and you double the horsepower. And I think there were 6 or 8 of those motors on that thing. And then they pulled them in and out. And that was the last one I wired. I got to see what this GPS says, road construction ahead. Getting kind of busy out here. But that was interesting, and it was a huge project, and we built that unit. But I'd never seen motors that you could double the voltage on, other than if you changed the Y points around, you know.
Obviously, you got multi-tap motors, you know. But if it's just plain old 230 volts, and you're going to throw 480 to it, no, I hadn't heard of that.
That's why I called the engineers. No, that's what I meant. If you change the Y points and that, the interconnections, you know, 4 and 7, 5 and 8, 6 and 9, and 1, 2, 3 for 480, 1 and 7, 2 and 8, and 3 and 9, and jumper 4, 5, and 6 together for 240. Now, that I remember, but these were rated like 240 volt three-phase. And you went ahead and doubled the voltage, and you doubled the horsepower. And they were huge anyways.
Well, it sounded like an engineering thing there. Me and them never got along that good. But Tom, I'm here at home, sweetie. Good talking to you again. I think it's Bernice. Hope y'all have a safe trip out there. We're going to go in here and the little wife can fix us up a sandwich or something. But And maybe we'll talk again later today or tomorrow. But 73, it's KQ4 CRG. We'll be clear on your final.
Nice hearing you this morning. And Robert, and I've never seen that before or since. And that's why it concerned me, but it worked. And they had to have a special truck and everything, haul that monster out to the West Coast, and special routes, of course. But I've wired some big things before. several thousand horsepower motors out in the middle of the desert and stuff like that, but never seen that option. And I have wired some that were 550 three-phase that went to Canada. I guess that's what they use up there, 50 cycle. But at any rate, you take care, Robert. Nice talking to you, and look for you down the line. This is NZERO TR.